The historic Scruggs House. Although built almost 50 years after the battle, the Scruggs House is typical of the rural architecture prevalent in the area of South Carolina in 1781. The original structure was a simple one-room log cabin with a loft. A fireplace and chimney were located on the east side. A side window adjacent to the chimney provided a view of Thickety Mountain. Robert Scruggs, grandson of English immigrants, built the cabin about 1828 on 230 acres of upstate land given him by his father, Richard, a prominent local farmer. The cabin was enlarged, siding was added, and a fireplace and chimney added to the west side. The enlargement was needed since the family raised 13 children. Robert Scruggs also was a successful merchant, and by 1850 had added about 750 acres to his land holdings. The Robert Scruggs family and their descendants lived on the land and served as community leaders for some 175 years. A member of the family, the late Rosa Scruggs Garrett, still lived in the 1828 structure when the National Park Service acquired the property in the late 1970s. Practically ever since the Scruggs House was built, it and the family have been closely associated with the Battle of the Cowpens. Even after the battle had been officially recognized by the federal government in 1929, members of the family acted as hosts for visitors until the Park Service opened the first staff visitor center in 1978. The Scruggs House had at least one noted visitor in its early years. In 1848, journalist and historian Benson Lossing visited the Scruggs family and observed the battlefield. Lossing was not impressed with the landscape. He wrote that the site of the battle was among the hills of Thickety Mountain and near the plantation of Robert Scruggs. The field was covered with blasted pines, stumps, and stalks of Indian corn and had a most dreary appearance. The Scruggs House stands today, restored to its original appearance, now in a pleasing setting that runs counter to Lossing's early description. The house is a reminder of the Scruggs family, of other pioneering families in the region, and frontier log architecture.